Prediction. Before you start to read something, spend a minute or so using clues to help you predict what you will read about. For example, look at this headline, photo, and caption from a BBC News article. Choose one or more of these things to do when you first read a short article. Think of five words which could be in the article. Think of two facts you think could be included. Think of two questions you would like an article with this title and this picture to answer. Then read the article as quickly as you can to find out if your words or facts were included or your questions were answered. Three of my words were there, both of my facts were, and one of my two questions was answered. Why does this help? Prediction puts your brain in the right place, ready to read about a specific topic. Reading quickly gives you an overview of the whole text. When should I do this? This is best for short texts or done between small sections of a longer text, for example, before each chapter of a book. Summarising the main points. Read your chosen text more slowly, then turn it over or minimise the window and try to remember the main points of the text. You could write them down or record yourself saying them. Then, read the text again and focus on the points you couldn't remember or didn't quite get right. Why does this help? Summarising texts helps you to train your short-term memory. It is good writing or speaking practice. Most importantly, it helps you to see how much of the text you can understand. When should I do this? It is normally best to summarise a text after you have read it a few times, as this will help you to remember more facts. Don't forget to compare your summary to the original text to check it. Looking up vocabulary. As a general rule, try to only look up a maximum of 4 or 5 words each time you read any text. Remember, you don't need to understand every word in a text to be able to understand the general message. If you need to look up more than this, then you're probably reading something which is too difficult. Use the text checker described above to help you choose something easier. When I read in different languages, I try to only look up 2 kinds of words: verbs or nouns, which are obviously important to the message of the text, or words which I have seen more than 4 or 5 times in the same text, but I still don't understand. It is best to use a monolingual dictionary to look up words, as this is also a kind of reading practice. Find out how to use a monolingual English dictionary. Why does this help? Looking up every word you don't know is a quick way to get depressed and demotivated about reading in a foreign language. Choosing to only look up some vocabulary is good practice, especially if you remember to learn the new words or phrases too. I also find the words which I have seen many times before I look them up are easier to remember than words which I have only seen once. For example, I was reading a German book and kept seeing the adjective spottisch. It was not important to the story, but I was annoyed because I didn't understand it. I looked it up once and I still remember it means mocking. When should I do this? Don't start underlining words or looking them up until you have read the text completely at least once. If you don't read the text first, you will start reading the words but not the meaning, making it harder to understand the text.